Blog Talk Radio.
With 27 surviving my return to Saturn, a long vacation didn't sound so bad. Was full of secrets locked up tight like Iron Mountain, running on empty, so out of gas. Thought I wasn't enough, found I wasn't so tough, laying on the bathroom floor. We were living on a fault line, and I felt the fault was all mine. Couldn't take it anymore.
Journey into the Light, Spiritual Radio. I'm your host, Michael Long, and what a beautiful song by Katy Perry, By the Grace of God. Another song that picked out by my son, as he picks out all the songs for Michelle's show. And it's kind of done by the committee, as Nick comes home each week and weekend and gives me a couple songs to listen to. and lets me pick which one out of his selection that I would like to play. So that's a really a new song added to the Journey of Light collection, and it's very, very beautiful and fitting for this show, I believe. And so, yes, Media Michelle Fletcher is my guest here on Monday night. She normally, of course, is on Tuesday night, but this week she's going to be on just on tonight, and then won't be back for about a couple of weeks. So this is your great chance to get in to speak to Michelle. And it's just a one-hour program, okay? We can't even go over on this show because we have another show after this with Chuck Bergman, the psychic cop, with Marilyn Posick, the angel messenger. So really an amazing Monday night for you. It really is back-to-back great shows. Boy, you're getting a treat tonight. I'm telling you. Putting all my shows in one night. There you go. The number to call in, and a whole bunch of people already are called in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And I just want to say before we start here on a more of a serious note that, you know, something that we've talked about on the show, but something that I guess I am the speaker for those who have no voice, those that are that don't have the powerful to speak to them, don't have the rich to speak for them. And I'm speaking about the homeless that I champion for, that I speak for, that I bring smiles to, that I did this weekend when I went and met with Burles. And I want to tell you about Burles. Burles has lived on the streets here in Oklahoma City since he was a kid. Can you imagine as a kid being kicked out of your house, your parents kicking out of your house because you went to church? But that's what happened to Burles, and he's been on the street here for at least the last 20 years. And he told me about this when I found him, and so happy to find him, and now got his location and where him and his friends stay. And he told me about a week ago, we had a very severe thunderstorm with a possible tornado here in Oklahoma City on a Friday night, where the winds were up to 80, 90 miles an hour. And he said it was like bombs going off. He had no place to go. He had a dumpster to hide in. Can you imagine that? Hopping in a dumpster? So when people think I say this stuff, you know, I just, you know, just like, oh, there goes Michael again. Well, I'll never stop long as this show is here. Once this show stops helping people, then Michael leaves too, because we've lost our heart. But I know that's not the direction we're heading in. But Burles told me, you know, he's got no place to go. And I said, hey, what about when people say, well, Mike, there's homeless centers, homeless missions. We have one downtown. I asked him about that. And he said, Michael, he said, to go there, they require you to work during the day. His health, he's about probably almost 70. His health is such, he can barely move around. So he can't work, so he can't stay there. So he's got no place to stay. He showed me his ID that he's got, and also his ID down the street to get one soup meal a day. That's all he's got. So when he saw me coming, he had a big smile on his face. He's like, hey, there's my buddy. And it just really brings just cheer to my heart. And tell you real quickly about my other friend, Charles. So I posted his picture up like yesterday. And Charles is always, you can find Charles at the corner near the Walmart with his walker. And prized Charles yesterday with $50. And when he, with a big smile, and he was hugging me, and gosh, it just, I'm... And when Charles walked back to his friend, I could hear with the window rolled down, and he was like, just, you know, so happy, and he was like, woo! He was so excited, because most people will give, if they give anything, it's a dollar or maybe some change. So this will go a long way for this week for both of the gentlemen. So the link is on the show page, folks. Please stop what you're doing and click on the link, on the GoFundMe link, and make a donation. We try to give $20 so they have a roof over their head for the night, for situation like Burroughs was talking about. And it's my goal to get Burroughs under in some shelter the next, especially the next time a storm comes through. If we, hopefully we can do it permanently. If someone can, you know, donate, you know, $100, man, that goes far. I still being told someone who has means is going to really benefit this mission. People give to amazing silliness, thousands of dollars, and it's like pulling teeth to get donations for the homeless. I don't understand it, but this year on this show, Journey into Light, it's a spiritual show with spirituality. It's not being psychic or a medium or a spiritual radio host. Spirituality, if you're spiritual and you say you're spiritual, that means you got love. Love for your brothers and sisters. We're all connected. We are all one. And the Bible speaks about this also, how we're supposed to help our brothers and sisters and do more than just say, prayers be with you and off you go. We got to do more because, as the Bible says, without works, our faith is dead. So I definitely believe that. I have talked about that all 9 years here on Journey into the Light. So what we're going to do here is we're going to start taking calls here with Medium Michelle. We're going to take the calls first that have donated. Our thank you for helping the homeless. The link is on the show page. You got time now to click on it. Even if you have to call and hang up and then call back in, we'll be taking the calls first for those who have donated. Got a lot of callers. We may only possibly just get to those who have donated tonight. It's a possibility. And I want to now bring on our guest, medium Michelle Fletcher, to the show. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hey, good evening, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. The news about being able to provide $50, and I'm sure he was had a smile from ear to ear.
I bet that really
feeds your heart with love, and I would have liked to have seen that. It's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's just great to see the smiles that, and you know, people that we can uplift. You know, it's kind of like President Obama the other day was talking about the healthcare, and I'm not going to talk politics, but you know, he said, you know, champion those who don't have a voice, and I think that's just really what it is. They don't have a voice, but they need people like ourselves to champion them and speak for them.
Right. Well, and the man who had to hide in a dumpster, what did you say, tornadoes?
Yeah, a week ago we had really very severe thunderstorm, possible tornado right in that area, in fact.
Yeah, and that's just something, I mean, I shamefully admit, I just assume that people who are living on the streets at the shelters will bring them in and take care of them during, you know, a disaster or, you know, something like that. And that's a false assumption on my part, but I'm sure there's many out there that don't really think about that. Well, what happens when it suddenly becomes negative 15? Where do they go? Who helps them? You know, it really would be in our best interest to find out what does happen to them. Because, I mean, I don't know. And that's, you know, it's really sad to think that someone is hiding in a dumpster because of tornadoes, when a tornado could sweep that dumpster, you know, right away. And so he's not really being protected.
No, no, they're not protected out there at all in the elements. And that's the thing. People like to make excuses why they don't give and say, well, there's homeless shelters. And so I asked them about that. And you can't go there unless you can physically work. So that you know, eliminates a lot of people. And here in Oklahoma City, we only have the one mission. That's it.
Yeah.
But
very sad. Very sad.
But we, you know, the positive thing is we all can make a difference, and that's what we're doing here on Journey into Light, you know, and be in the light. And I think it's just fitting for this show.
Well, it certainly makes my problems shrink down to itty bitty nothing when I contemplate, you know, the homeless and what they have to go through every single day. It's like a war zone out there, and they never know from one minute to the next. So, and I think that giving helps everybody. It helps you, it helps the person giving to feel good, like they've made a contribution to the world, and then it helps the person in need. And if you don't have the money, still not an excuse, because everybody has clothes that they give away that they have to get rid of, or you know, that old raggedy blanket that you don't use anymore, fold that up and go give it to, you know, someone laying on the street. Or what about the animals? You know, animals, the pets, the dogs, the cats that are in the shelters, they need lots and lots of food donated and bedding and blankets.
Right. Well, I totally agree with you. I think everybody can pitch in, can do something. It's just it's love in action is what we call it. Love in action. Show the love folks around you. So I know we're going to go to calls here soon. Before we go to our – go ahead, Michelle. Do you want to say something?
Oh, no. I was just
– okay. This hurt. Okay. Before we go to our first call, I want to bring something up, and then it segues into the call. Last week on Michelle's show, we had our first caller that called in. Her name was Shannon, and on that call, Michelle, you brought in her young son who had passed. And one of the things that you brought up, and you can correct me if I'm off here a little bit, you were mentioning about the son was talking about, he was concerned about someone drinking a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, an alcoholic. Someone who was an alcoholic in the family that was severely, you know, headed headed toward bad things if he didn't clean up the drinking. Yeah.
Yeah. And the next morning I received a text from the family, from Shannon and their husband, that she said that the reading was about her father who was, was drinking too much. And then that morning he had a heart attack and was rushed to the hospital and was showing no brain activity. And sadly, very sadly, that Shannon had to make the decision to, turn off the machine, and her father has passed. It's a very sad, sad story. One of the most saddest stories I can remember that developed on this show. And one of the most remarkable readings, Michelle, I have seen in my 9 years of doing this I was floored. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, you messaged me as soon as you got word, and I just quietly bowed my head and prayed for the family. So there, it reminds me of, I did a reading last night, and the woman, she said, you gave me a reading back in 2012. And it was the same sort of thing, Michael. I said, who's the brother that is dying or sick of terminal illness? And they kept saying, no, we don't know. We don't. My husband has a brother, but he's fine. And nobody in the family knew. And 4 months later, a brother did pass through lung cancer. And she disclosed that to me last night after her reading. And I was floored. Same sort of just, because, you know, as a medium, you know, you do need to build confidence and know that you are really connecting and that the information is valid and true. And so, you know, when I pressed on them back in 2012, and I remember it, and I never remember readings because I have so many clients and I read all the time. I just don't remember. But this one I did remember all the way back that many years ago. And I said, I kept pressing and almost like interrogating, no, I keep getting this. Spirit showing me over and over, it must, you know, there's a brother that's sick and has terminal illness. And they said no. And then all these years later, what year are we in? 2017? She tells me that 4 months after that reading in 2012, the brother died of lung cancer. So it's the same sad thing. And it's never fun for me to deliver bad information. That it really, really keeps me up at night. I'm not a robot, and I don't mean to make this about me, but, you know, that it's just, I was telling my fiance that that's the hardest thing about this job is when these things come through.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've talked about before some of your readings and like the girl with the wearing the sister's panties that you brought through.
Yeah.
And that one was,
that's more lighthearted.
But
at the same time, she did lose her sister. That's sad, you know, and
you're right.
I don't know why we have to go through such suffering on the earth. That seems like many of us do. And, but I do believe everything's for a purpose, and it's all pre-designed, predestined. How else would they know the future, right? So when I'm talking to the deceased loved ones, they often give me information for the future, and it's generally correct. So that leads me to believe that those who have crossed do have access and know what is to come.
Yeah. Very true. I know we want to go now and segue into the calls and the readings. Folks, again, the link for the homeless mission is on the show page. The GoFundMe link is there. So click on that. Make a donation. We've already got several people that have. So that's probably your best bet of getting in tonight. We already have close to 20 people on hold, which is amazing, because I really wondered, Michelle, how many people would call since it's on a different night. I thought, you know, in a different time. But you have a huge following, of course. Now, if folks want to contact Michelle for private sessions, now Michelle does do private sessions, and you can click on her Facebook link. It's right on the show page. Take you right over there, and folks can just contact you from there, Michelle?
Yep, they can private message me and make sure to mention the show, because I am very, very, I screen who I let on my Facebook. Let me know that you heard me on the show.
Yeah, let Michelle know you heard her on Journey in the Light. And, okay, so let's go to our first call, Michelle. We're going to bring in who we were just speaking about, and we're going to bring in the husband, Kevin, who wanted to speak with you. Kevin, are you there?
No, it's
I'm sorry, who is this?
Shannon, his wife.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right, considering.
Well, considering, yes, I'm really sorry to hear of the passing of your brother-in-law.
No, it's
and
my,
I wish that we would
it
have.
It was my father.
Oh, your father.
It was her dad.
Yeah. Right.
It was her dad.
It was. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I thought it was your husband's father. So it's your dad. Hello?
I'm here. It's like we had some technical line. We lost a couple of lines here. Hang on just a second here. Let's see if we can get that back here. I got to get our next call here ready, and I've got to find. Let's take a short little break here, everybody, and I'll be back here with our next call, Michelle. Stand by, everybody, and we'll be right back.
Surviving my return to Saturn, a long vacation didn't sound so bad. Was full of secrets, locked up tight like Iron Mountain, running on empty, so out of gas. Thought I wasn't enough, found I wasn't so tough, laying on the bed.
Got the phones worked out here, and so we're gonna bring back here Michelle and then Shannon also. And Shannon's father passed away, and okay, Michelle, welcome back.
Hi.
I think we got Shannon back now. Our line's back. Shannon, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, Shannon, I'm going to get right to it. So this is your father. Now, I want to give a little description to make sure I'm connected to him and that it is him. Am I assuming that you do want to connect to him, or is it too soon for you?
No, it's not too soon. I think I've been learning how to, I don't know, the loss of my son. I'm trying to be strong for both situations.
Okay. Now, did your dad have blue eyes, because he's making me aware of his eyes?
Very bright blue eyes.
Yeah, and they're very beautiful. And, you know, this is going to be a joyful reading for you. He does have tears in his eyes, and that doesn't mean that he's in pain. It means those are tears for the family. Because this is all very sudden and unexpected. And he's telling me that it was unexpected for him. He's in shock. You know, one minute he's here, the next he's gone. And it happened so rapidly. So this is what he's showing me. He's showing me he's dancing in circles. He has his hands up. I feel like it was difficult for him to get around. because he's trying to say, I'm healed, I'm good, I'm perfect, and he's never been happier, okay?
Okay.
Now, okay. So I know that you wondered if you've seen, I've just heard a K name like Kevin or Kelly, K or K-sounding name. Do you know who that is?
Cash.
Who's that?
My son.
Your son. Okay. So he has your son on his lap and he's just doting over him and he's saying, I'm so happy to be with him. And he's hugging him. They're just displaying this imagery for me. That's very beautiful. Now, there's something about your son's teeth. Like, was your dad around when he lost a tooth? Because he's talking about him losing a tooth. Sort of a reminiscing moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so there, you know, that's just some evidence for you so that you know it's them. he's saying, listen, don't.
I have that tooth around my neck right now in a locket.
Oh my gosh. I am blown away.
That's
amazing.
About it.
That's incredible. That just made my night. Good. Oh my gosh. Good for you. You just
and
got that.
Baby brother, we're just kissing it together a few minutes ago.
Oh my gosh. And so you now know that your son and your father were standing right next to you when you were doing that. They know that you were doing that. So, you know, they have their arms around you and they're just loving you and they're sending you so much love and light and they're saying, you're going to get through this. Now, you're not going to go through anything like this ever again. Okay, first your son, then your dad, literally just last week, passed away. They're telling me you're never going to go through such heartache and loss again for the rest of your life, but this did have to happen for your growth and your purpose, and that one day you'll get to know why it all came to be as it is. Now your dad's telling me he's going to this wedding that you're going to be going to. So, you know, the wedding scene is being shown in my third eye again, and now your dad's dressed up, and your dad's saying he will be there. And he will be there with your son. I have a song for you.
Okay.
And it may not make any sense to you at the moment. It makes no sense to me, but I have to give it to you. They're giving me that song, It's Raining Men. And it's raining, but when they're singing it to me, they're showing me cats and dogs. So I don't know. It's raining cats and dogs. I mean, you have to help me here. I don't know what this means. It might take you a minute.
My dad used to say that weird phrase sometimes, but I don't know.
He used to say it's raining cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's it. So he's just giving you a little bit more evidence. What is hidden beneath your mattress in your bed? Or somebody is hiding something under a mattress?
Under my mattress?
Yeah. And between the mattress
I'm
and the base.
I'm off the bed right now, so I'll look right now.
You're where?
I'm on the bed right now, so I'll look.
Okay, you know what? It just might be that they're telling me you're seen. You're sitting on a bed, so they're mentioning a bed. But you don't have to.
I don't feel anything, but I do have a barricade for his baby brother that connects underneath my bed so that his brother doesn't fall off when he's on it.
Okay.
But I don't know if that means
anything. All right. Your dad's telling me he's reunited with a female. A female is coming through with him. Okay. Let me try and see if I know who this is. It's his mother. He's okay. saying he's with his mom. Mom, or was she tall? I want to talk about her height.
Not really.
Okay, well, this woman is tall. See his mother, and then I see this other woman. Does he have a wife on the other side that is tall? Who's the tall woman? Because I see the mother is much smaller, and then there's this tall woman that's with him.
He was married 4 times. I don't know what the previous 3 wives look like. I guess Fran was tall, according to my sister.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm not sure if she's passed or not. I don't know anything about his previous wives before my mother.
Okay, well, I definitely see his mom that's smaller and shorter, and then this tall person. And he's just wanting me to know that he's not alone, because the reason they show me these things is so that it comforts the family in knowing that they're all together and they're happy and they're on, you know, they're on to the next adventure, whatever that is, the unknown, as well as being with the family in spirit to help with the grief and the loss. A lot of unsaid words is what he's saying. Now, this is the heart of the message. A lot of unthings spoken is what he's saying.
I feel like
it was extremely difficult for him to communicate his, how he felt.
Yeah.
So, and he's showing me he was frequently at a loss for words when it came to emotional things.
Very.
So has a lot of apologies to everybody. He's showing me drink after drink after drink after drink. He knew that eventually it would take his life, but he didn't know when. He's sorry, but it was much harder to face recovery than imaginable. So he's basically saying, I chose this because I couldn't face recovery.
I knew that. That's why I accepted who he was. Nobody else could but me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do have that heart connection of understanding between the two of you. Yeah. So find out who Kevin is, because I'm getting that name again. He says I'm here with Kevin. And if I get it twice,
Kevin's,
I know that I'm
my
correct.
Husband's name, and he hasn't left me yet. I can't handle that. I can't handle that. I already feel like I'm having a deal right now. Please don't do this.
No. Okay, don't. It's nothing like that. There's another Kevin. So find out who that is.
Another Kevin.
I'm seeing a lot of purple grapes. Just showing
we always
me eating purple.
Past little Kevin. So I don't know.
Oh, that's it. That's totally it right there. That's the connection. You called your son little Kevin. So he's trying to reaffirm that he has Kevin. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what?
Purple grape.
Grape, like the fruit.
I'm not sure.
He's eating purple grapes. What he's showing me.
My dad.
Yep.
I don't even think I've ever seen him eat fruit.
Okay, find out who's eating the purple grapes. That's a huge validation and evidence, Billy, and I can't control what comes through, but it's going to show up. You're going to be like, oh, my gosh, that's what Michelle said. So let me know. Message me when that comes up.
All right.
So I'm really sorry for your loss, and I was hopeful that when I gave the reading that we would know who the alcohol, you know, who it was that had the alcohol problem that I mentioned during the reading, so that we could extend a helping hand and get that person help. And I'm sorry that wasn't able to happen.
Hope I made the right decision and he agreed with it.
That's why he's showing me dancing and swirling about and, you know, overjoyed. Those are all messages to convey that you did make the right decision.
All right.
So I think the beauty of this reading was the teeth, the, you know, mentioning the tooth, Cash's tooth, and that you're wearing it. That's incredible.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, Shannon. Please find me on Facebook. I don't think I've seen your message or your Facebook friend request come through.
All right. I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, Shannon. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Much love to you and prayers to you. And I want to say, beautiful reading, Michelle. I want to say to Shannon and her husband, Kevin, and to the listeners, but to you guys, Shannon and Kevin, tomorrow I'm having a show on my other show, LA Talk Radio. And I'm having Danion Brinkley on. Now, Danion has had 3 near-death experiences. He's been on the other side. So if you guys want to call in, talking to Shannon and her husband, please let me know. I'll get you that phone number because I think it's really important for people who've lost loved ones recently to know how happy they are. And Danion's been over there, and he could tell you what it's like, what your dad and your son is feeling right now. Because anyway, I know I got a lot of help from Danion's book and others from the passing of my parents. And that's tomorrow at 4:00 Eastern time, but I'll post that on Facebook too. So. Okay, we got a lot of calls here. I guess we should keep going. you just have like a mass of people. If folks want to get a private session with Medium Michelle, you can do that. I know there's a ton of people here. We're up to 22 now. And there's no way we, of course, can get everybody in on the show because, you know, I only got 15 minutes left. There's a link here, the Facebook link. Tell Michelle you're from Journey in the Light, the radio show, so you can become friends and then contact her if you want to do a private session with her. Obviously would highly, highly recommend that. Coming up at the top of the hour will be Chuck Bergman, the psychic cop with Marilyn Pasek. We're going to go next to, again, folks who have donated to the homeless mission. So we're going to bring Tasha in, who, full disclosure, she is the sister of Shannon. Tasha, thank you for your support. You're on the air.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Tasha.
Thank you. Hi.
How are you doing this evening?
Hanging in there.
You're hanging in there?
Yeah.
So it's you know, obviously it was your dad that passed away as well.
Well, it's actually my stepdad, but he had been in my life since I was 8. So, and I was, you know, with my sister when he passed and everything. So,
okay. Now, another vision that's coming through right now is holding hands around him. Was that done the time of his passing? Was there some of you joining hands together?
My sister did. My sister, I mean, I was in the room, but my sister, it was just her and I, but she held his hand until the very end.
Okay. Okay. Because he's commenting on that and mentioning, thank you for holding my hand as I left. That was very comforting to him. But he was also very torn, you know, because I don't know if you got a chance to hear the reading with Shannon just now. But he keeps saying things left unsaid, words not spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me says that he had a very difficult time communicating. And there is apologies coming through, and I feel like that was hard for him to admit when he was wrong or apologize while here on the earth. But he says now that he shed the false self and the ego, it's okay now. He can verbally communicate that to him, which is very liberating.
That
Do you understand that?
Uh-huh. That
yeah.
makes complete sense.
Okay. So let's see what he has to say to you.
And I do want to just see if also, sorry if I interrupted you, I'm so sorry. But also if anything, you know, just connecting with my nephew too.
Yeah. Well, your stepdad wants to, he has his hands on your shoulder, which is signifying to me, it's my clue that he wants to have a heart to heart with you. And he says, you know, I always loved you as if you were mine. And you know that. You don't even need to hear that because you know it's true. He says, I wasn't the best father though. And for that, I'm sad. Now he wouldn't have been able to say this on the earth, like I said, because it was difficult. He's able to say it now because he's liberated. So he hugs you. He holds you close. He acknowledges your tears. And he rubs his hand on your cheek, and he's just, if you can pay attention, you can feel the chills going up and down your body. That's his energy. He's extremely, extremely close with you at this moment.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes complete sense.
Okay. Now he's talking about who was involved in cheerleading.
My daughter. It's actually my daughter, so that'd be his granddaughter.
Okay, so he's mentioning the cheerleader and how adorable she is, and he says, I will not miss one single event when it comes to her cheerleading. You can count me in. I will always be there. He says, I'm making up for lost time on the other side, and that's the beauty about heaven. We get to choose what we want to do, and he's choosing to make up for what he missed out on. So he's not totally missing out anymore. He's still very much involved. He wants to see within the family, family events, dinners. He's showing me nice dinners being prepared for the family. He wants his passing, the tragedy of your nephew and him. He wants this to bring the family closer. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
He's singing that song, Mickey Mouse, and he's showing me Disneyland's Mickey Mouse.
Okay, that makes sense.
And he's singing it, Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse. So what does that mean?
I'm not even sure I should share this, but actually when Shannon was little, we went to Disney World. But, yeah, it was until we got kicked out because he was drinking.
Right.
And I'm not even sure Shannon totally remembers that or not. You know, I was in high school. She was small because I'm 12 years older than her. So, but,
okay.
So yeah,
well,
that makes complete sense, actually.
And that is your connection to Mickey Mouse. So he knew you would, that's why he's showing that to me, because he knew you would remember that.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's more apologies coming through. And he's saying, I was just a downright asshole. Do you understand that kind of language with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, completely.
I don't mean to cuss on air, but
no,
I've got to
no, it makes complete sense.
Okay. A son of a bitch. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay, man. I don't know if you've had the chance to watch that movie Shameless, but he's making me aware of that TV series called Shameless.
That's one of my favorite shows, and I've watched.
And it
I've watched all 7 seasons.
Wow, and that
that
show is reminding you, and it's bringing up stuff from your own stepdad.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. Okay. So We've got a J name coming through, like James. And I keep hearing the name Neil, like Neil Diamond. I believe these are friends of his that are with him on the other side.
Okay.
He's telling me those who went before him because of the same problems. That's what he's telling me. It was either drugs or alcohol that took them. And he's with his buddies that went through the same struggles as he did.
Okay.
So there must be a fear that he's all alone because he keeps trying to say, I'm surrounded by people who love me.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think there was that fear, just that he would be by himself.
He's in a crowd of people who loved him.
Because him and his friends used to, they called him the Rat Pack, you know, just, it was a really close group of friends that he had at one point in his life. And they have those names.
They do have those names.
Yes.
Okay. So that's more evidence and validation for you. Did he like country music?
Yes.
Okay. He's at a concert. He's telling me he's at a country concert.
He likes country and classic rock and roll.
Yeah. So he's living it up on the other side, and he's sorry that everyone's upset, but he doesn't want you to be because he's happy, very, very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. And he's talking to me now, and he's saying he knows how hard that decision was because there was still hope for him.
Mm-hmm. It was very hard, especially for my sister.
It's going to be a funeral. I think that I'm seeing a funeral scene, but I'm not sure. I see someone in the bathroom putting on red lipstick and crying. Someone needs to leave the funeral to compose themselves. I don't know if this is your nephew coming through and talking about his funeral. Do you recall this scene that I'm being shown?
I would say that's more probably from my nephew.
Okay. I thought.
Because there was a special room that we had where we could step away and gather ourselves. So that does make sense.
Was he was this an open casket?
No.
Okay.
He had a beautiful face, but we just chose actually to the only other thing is that we had these huge, beautiful canvas pictures of him. Actually there. So that could be where that's coming from. That would kind of, to me, make sense, but maybe not to everybody.
Okay, I need to place his ashes then, because somebody, your nephew's talking about doing something special. Now, I thought it was someone put something in the casket, but that's clearly wrong. But somebody special, and that's what he's, I think it was you. That's why it's coming up.
Yeah, we all put things in his casket with him.
Oh, okay. So there was a casket because I'm clearly seeing...
Yeah, no, there was. There was absolutely one. That piece was more private. That piece was more private.
I was clearly seeing the casket and someone putting something in there. And then when you told me no, I'm like totally confused because you're telling me one thing.
I'm sorry about that. It wasn't at the service. It was just, it was separate, like just more with close friends and family. So with his casket and burial, it wasn't in front of everybody. So
somebody put his favorite army man or little army toy in there.
I'm just trying to think.
He's just showing me lots of things in there, but tell me exactly the items that were placed in there. Somebody put money in there, like a lucky dollar or.
Well, because I always call them cash money, like from the second he was born. So that could be what that is. Yeah.
That's totally it. Yeah. So he says he loves you. Now that we got some evidence around, and you know that it's him, he wants to just say he loves you, he loves you, he loves you. He was just very a lovable little boy and very affectionate with you.
He was. He was incredible.
You often think to yourself, he's giving me access to your private thoughts, and he's saying, you say it a lot, I will see you again. I will see you again.
Yes, I do.
So he hears you when you say that. And he says, yes, 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 you will. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Okay.
It all makes sense. Completely.
Okay. He was like a good luck charm. You guys made jokes about him being a good luck charm. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
As far as money is concerned, like, and so he says he will still be that for you. And let me tell you, he's much more powerful on the other side. So.
He was just so precious and vibrant and full of life.
Yes, he was. And he's showing me a fuss with his hair. No, keep it on that. Like, he played with his hair sometimes. And then he would freak out and like, and just be a funny little boy. Do you understand that scene?
Yeah, I do.
It was like a back and forth little plaything that you guys did with his hair.
No, that makes sense. Oh my gosh, and my mom just texted me. She was like, I'm winning at the casino. It's probably cash. That's so funny.
Well,
it literally, she just
really
texted me and said that. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's some good news.
That's amazing.
All right,
I think
we got to
wrap it up generally. We're
out of time, actually, of the whole show.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
I wish you nothing but blessings, and thank you for calling, and thank you for being open and trusting me to connect with your loved ones.
Thank you so much, and I truly appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we are out of time, totally out of time, actually. So once again, real quickly, everybody, if you want a private session with Medium Michelle, click on the link, the Facebook link. It's right there on the show page. Let her know you heard her on Journey into the Light, so she can add you as a friend, and then you can set up your appointment. She'll be back in about 2 weeks. Everybody, recall back in, though, because Chuck Bergman's coming on, the Psychic Hop. And Michelle, have a great trip, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night, Michael. Bye. Blessings to everyone. Bye-bye.
Okay. Great show. Great readings. Great. Awesome. Okay, everybody, please redial back into the show for our next show. We'll be keep taking.